Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb Tahrir's English podcast. Press release. Pakistan's civil and military leadership is helping Trump protect U.S. influence in the Middle East. O people of military power, use your strength and influence in the service of Islam and stop these rulers from serving America. Foreign Office spokesperson Taher Andrabi said during his weekly briefing in Islamabad, regarding the recent CDF visit to Iran, quote, I would also highlight that claims by certain quarters that the Chief of Army Staff and the Chief of Defense Forces visited Iran as an envoy of President Trump or the U.S. are misleading and factually incorrect, as his visit was undertaken purely in the context and backdrop of Pakistan's ongoing role as a mediator. Within the same press briefing, the spokesman elaborated on the purpose of the visit itself and stated that it was, quote, focused on regional de-escalation, breaking the military stalemate, and exploring a negotiated settlement to restore peace and stability. The spokesman is trying to dismiss the obvious. That is, firstly, escalation, military standoff, and instability in Muslim lands exists because of the presence of U.S. military bases in the region, concentration of U.S. forces in the Middle East, and because of the fact that the U.S. has invaded a Muslim land. Secondly, this visit coincided with U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent's announcement of, quote, Operation Economic Outcast, dubbed, and quote, Economic D-Day, on August 24, 2026, which is a campaign of sanctions to sever Iran's global financial lifelines. The fact of the matter is that after the failed U.S. military misadventure against Iran, the U.S. military capability stands exposed. Its bases are decimated and cannot be reconstructed without the consent of Iran. The U.S. is down to its last remaining weapon in its arsenal, i.e. the international economic order, the success of which is conditional on the assistance of other nations. After reaching the JCPOA in 2015, former U.S. President Barack Obama refutedly admitted the obvious. Such banking sanctions could be an own goal, saying, quote, to really hurt Iran. We would have to cut off countries like China from the American financial system, but since they happen to be major purchasers of our debt, such actions could trigger severe disruptions in our own economy and raise questions internationally about the dollar's role as the world's reserve currency. Trying the same approach 10 years later, when the U.S. economy is $40 trillion in debt, the military is facing a shortage of strategic weapons, and a population that cannot make sense of the war is not sensible but merely wishful. Indeed, Field Marshal Asim Munir acted as the most trusted and influential envoy for Trump in getting the first ceasefire after 38 days of relentless and unwanted destruction of life failed to achieve Trump's declared war objectives. Then to extend it, and then to get the Memorandum of Understanding signed. Trump has again resorted to his trusted hand to rescue him from what is frequently being dubbed within the U.S. power corridors as a quagmire. The demise of the U.S. hegemonic order in all its forms, namely political, military, and economic, is obvious for all to see. But it is the rulers of Muslims who keep on extending a lifeline to this hegemonic order. It was the governments of Egypt, Turkey, and Qatar that orchestrated the rescue of the occupying Jewish entity. And afterwards, the group of eight Muslim countries, including Pakistan, stepped up to provide legal and moral cover to the crimes of the Zionist regime and its active accomplice, the U.S., again. After the failure of the invasion of Muslim lands of Iran, by the Jewish entity in the U.S. Assam Munir came to America's rescue, and Trump called him his favorite field marshal. What the U.S. could not achieve through the seat of its brow, it is now trying to get through the connivance of the rulers of Muslims. O noble Ummah of the best of all creation, our Master Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed Pakistan to be a nuclear power with a strong military built on industrial capability and a strong desire to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and achieve martyrdom. Pakistan is fully capable of becoming the nucleus and platform to unite the resources and lands of the Ummah to fulfill the obligation of being united under a Khilafah. Indeed, the Ansar radiallahu anhum and the Muhajirin radiallahu anhum, after the martyrdom of the second Khalifa, Caliph Umar radiallahu anhu, did not permit the Ummah to be without a Khalifa beyond 3 days and three nights. And this Ummah is not permitted to have two political leaders, let alone there being over 50. It has been narrated on the authority of Abu Sa'id al-Khudri that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا بُوِيَ عَلِي خَلِيفَتَيْنِ فَاقْتُلُوا الْآخَرَ مِنْهُمَا. When oath of allegiance has been taken for two caliphs, kill the one for whom the oath was taken later. Sahih Muslim. O brave and honorable officers within the armed forces of Pakistan, the honor and success in this world and the hereafter is in what pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the implementation of Sharia law. We are ordered to reject and deny the taghut which transgresses against the Sharia of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قَدْ تَبَيَّنَ الرُّشْدُ مِنَ الْغَيِّ فَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِالطَّاغُوتِ وَيُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ فَقَدْ اسْتَمْسَكَ بِالْعُرْوَةِ الْوُثْقَى لَا انْفِصَامَ لَهَا وَاللَّهُ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ. The truth stands out clearly from falsehood, so whoever renounces taghut and believes in Allah has certainly grasped the firmest, unfailing handfold, and Allah is all-hearing, all-knowing. Al-Baqarah 256. Be of the people who have traded their lives and wealth with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in exchange for the bliss of Jannah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ اشْتَرَى مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَأَمْوَالَهُمْ بِأَنَّ لَهُمُ الْجَنَّةَ يُقَاتِلُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ فَيَقْتُلُونَ وَيُقْتَلُونَ وَعَدٌ عَلَيْهِ حَقٌّ فِي التَّوْرَاةِ وَالْإِنْجِيلِ وَالْقُرْآنِ وَمَنْ أَوْفَى بِعَهْدِهِ مِنَ اللَّهِ فَاسْتَبْشِرُوا بِبَيْعِكُمُ الَّذِي بَايَعْتُمْ بِهِ وَذَلِكَ هُوَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. Allah has indeed purchased from the believers their lives and wealth in exchange for paradise. They fight in the cause of Allah and kill or are killed. This is a true promise binding on him in the Torah, the Injil, and the Quran. And whose promise is truer than Allah's? So rejoice in the exchange you have made with him. That is truly the ultimate triumph. At-Tawbah 111. It is only Islam implemented through the Khilafah, Caliphate state, that is the hope and salvation of the Muslims and humanity in general. Establishment of the Khilafah on the method of the Prophethood is a Sharia obligation which the believers must strive towards and seek the reward like that of the Ansar radiallahu anhum of Al-Madinah. Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir in Wilaya, Pakistan.